Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara with you on Valentine's Day. Today is the Valentine's Day special, and one of you is going to actually get a wonderful gift, a necklace with a heart. So we'll see. We'll figure it out with my producer how to pick up somebody. I'm not good at that, but we'll find a way. So let's talk about this amazing day, because whether it is consistent or non-existent in your life, love is part of your life overall. We all crave attention, commitment, affection from a person who makes us feel whole, makes us feel complete, makes us feel valuable. But that's sometimes very much easier said than done. And of course, you know, people are very complex, and they have all kinds of situations that are difficult and complicated relationships. But the most important thing is that in life you have to dedicate love to yourself and to the people in your life. And this is the theme of my show. So I'm going to talk to you, because I know there's so many of you waiting to talk to me. But overall, you know, if we look at what's happening in the world right now, and the fact that half of all marriages end up in the divorce, and most people are aware of what's happening, but they still get married. And many people say, well, I don't care. It won't happen to me. But staying together for long terms is a dilemma for people across the globe. And no one enters a relationship looking forward to a breakup or to a divorce. So that's the question, why is this happening? And this is actually very unique to every individual. And it can be a combination of emotional, physical, mental factors. But I'm gonna ask you, what do you believe about love? What do you think about love? What are your fears and hopes? What are the beliefs holding you back from the love that you really want? Why love is sometimes outdated and misguided? Our beliefs require constant updating, like the software in the computer. So that's important to know. As we pass through life and learn from trial and error of life, we must keep revising our beliefs. And we need that in order to move forward, because the word love holds different meaning for different people. Your definition may be different than my definition. And it has a lot to do with upbringing, with former experiences, with the way, you know, your karma plays into your life, you know, subconscious fear, psychological complexity, all kinds of character flaws and different factors that interfere, you know, the way we work in relationship, the way we create relationship. But we also have to pass through the process of developing that unshakable self-love that is so important. Like we used to say, before you marry somebody, you marry your own self. Now, many people want to liberate themselves from responsibility that exists in a relationship. But if you're meant to be with a person who shares your commitment goal, who is pushing you to become a better person, it's very important to go for it. Now, in a highest form, love is a miracle. Love is not a responsibility. Love is not a burden, but it is a miracle. Let me go through some few questions that you should always ask yourself, because I know all of you listening, you keep on asking me, why is this guy not committing to me? I just saw him and he's not responding. He's ghosting me. What's going on with me? When you meet somebody, the first thing you should ask yourself, can I imagine building something with this person? Can I envision myself growing older with this person? Is this person's serious flaws, like addiction, abuse, being a pathological liar, a blockage, a problem? You always have to visualize your relationship with somebody 10 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. How do I expect, our life to change? How do I expect to evolve in a relationship? You also have to yourself, how does he regard the idea of a family? Does he have close ties to his family member? Is family a priority? And even if your partner has experienced familial rifts, he can still carry enough to make things right. You should be sympathetic to your personal relationship, your partner's personal relationship with his family. Because that's the way he's going to treat his family is going to treat you and your family down the line. You also have to ask yourself, is this person in my life capable to compromise? Because compromise is the almighty answer to a lasting relationship. Do you and your partner believe in compromise over being right? Is he willing to give and take with you an essential matter? Does he share your mentality? What emotion does he trigger in me? The greatest gift anyone can give is peace of mind. Does this person trigger in me that calmness? Does he make me feel anxious, worried, or afraid all the time? So it's significant to answer yourself this question. How does he compare to other people in your life, the people that have been before in your life, a previous partner, your ex-husband? Also, can you tolerate somebody's weaknesses? It's very significant to ask yourself, because everybody has flaws, weaknesses. So having the right commitment belief will grant you a certain degree of tolerance. And do you appreciate his way of being? Is he unconditionally loving you? Do you see potential for improvement in a relationship? What are you learning from that person? The right partner will definitely become a teacher. No question about it. If you are with somebody in this right moment, pay attention to the lesson this person is teaching you. What are your priorities? What are his priorities? Very significant, because everything I'm telling you is significant for you to grow and evolve with a person that's in your life, or to attract somebody who's the right person for yourself. Now, I want to tell you something before I go and take your calls. I have so many of you online. I'm just checking right now, and I know there's so many calling me, and so many I would love to talk to. And Koi, Catherine, Julia, Dominguez, my love, I haven't heard from you in a very long time. My beautiful Lelani, all of you guys, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. I want to let you know two things, that I want you to vote for me because, you know, my book is can get an OMI if you vote for me. You have to go to OMI, OMMIES.com, and vote for my book, Committed, Finding Love and Loyalty Through the Seven Archetypes, so I can get this OMIS from OM Time. Hopefully you will do this for me. And also something that I want to share with you and would love for you to participate. I have a conference Sunday, April 23rd, from 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern, from 12 to 3 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It's on Zoom, and The conference is called Manifest Your Destiny, How to Discover Your Inner Power, How to Find Your Purpose, How to Break Through Stagnation, to Blockages, to Achieve, you know, to Achieve the Joy, to Achieve Everything You Deserve. Because, you know, our soul returns to Earth all the time with a mission. But the question is, do you know what you are designed to do? Do you know which are your abilities, your skills? What can bring you your greatest success? How can you manifest the right thing into your life? And this conference is actually very significant, because I'll speak with each of one of you. You actually get a mini session during this conference, and it's on Zoom, and you get to speak with me directly, and I will answer your questions. So that's very, very important for you if you want to participate. And you can address your greatest concern, and you will get an instant answer that has to do with probably your health, your family, your finance, or anything that's significant for you. Because it is personalized. This conference, you know, the seats are limited because it's personalized. It's an extremely reasonable price, $49 for 3 hours, in which you get your session with me. So I want you to secure your spot. I already have quite a lot of people. I'm not going to be able to take too many because I need to speak with you. The conference is 3 hours, and I want to give everybody enough time, you know, to receive the answer they're looking for. So I want you to go to my site, carmenhara.com, and I want you to subscribe. I want you to get your place, because, as I said, I won't be able to have too many people at this event. But if you sign by February 28th, the course is $49. So I think it's a very reasonable price for having a session with me in the same time and learning so many things that are important for you. So go to my site, carmenhara.com, and click on the shop button at the top of the page, and you will actually see my course. And you can actually get the course right away and make sure you have your place at this event. I'm very grateful, and I hope that for everybody listening, this is an opportunity for us to see each other, to communicate, to get the answers you've been looking for, and also to learn some interesting things that can help you manifest the best situation and circumstances in your life. I'm going to take your calls right now because, as I said, this is a Valentine's special. This is all about love, and I would love to be able to be at service and help you in whichever way I can. I'm going to go to Koi, my first caller. Hi, my love. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, beautiful.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
To you too, my love. How is your Valentine?
It's quiet.
It's quiet?
Yes, I'm with my little dog. My little dog.
Okay.
He's the best Valentine.
He's the best Valentine. I agree.
Yes.
So, anyone in the horizon? Anyone around you?
No, Carmen.
No.
You know how I told you about Michael?
Yes.
Well, he's not, I don't know what his problem is. I don't know what his problem is. I feel like he felt like he was getting too close or something of that nature, because he decided, he said that he needed a break. And the thing is that prior to him saying that, I, you know, had a talk with him about, you know, some things that I wanted to make sure that we had a clear understanding about, you know, what is good with the relationship and what I would like to see differently. And also, he's called me some names while we're trying to get intimate, but he has ED, you know, erectile dysfunction.
Okay, so, let me ask you this. That can be a major issue for him. And that must be probably so that's actually, in my understanding, the reason of him acting a little bit strange and not moving forward. Is a chapter in your life that you can actually close in order to move forward, talking about moving forward? Because if this is the case, it doesn't matter how much you love somebody, that person cannot be with you. What are you going to do? You think of that person for many years in the future and be alone? No, that's not a solution. Do you agree with me?
No, that's not a solution, no.
Mm-hmm. So is there a way for you to have closure here, move on, and attract somebody else? Because I personally see you with another person other than Michael.
Yes.
Somebody who doesn't have this problem, somebody who's willing to be with you, somebody who has something to offer, somebody who's there to give you love and support, everything you ever wanted. What do you think, you know?
I would prefer that.
Yes.
I
but it's up to you to make that happen. Because if you constantly think of this man and why is this not turning the way you want it or not happening the way you wish, the universe is saying probably there's something better. I have a different plan for you. I have a better plan for you.
Right.
And I want you to go for that. I want you to go for the different plan, the other opportunity that the universe is opening to you. What do you think?
Well, I'm ready for that. Yes, I've actually come to that conclusion because there was some things that he was saying, like when he was kissing me, he actually said, "Oh, I love the company of women," or he was saying, "I don't want you to think that this is exclusive. I don't want you to think because 6 months from now, I can meet somebody else, and then I might want to." Go, you know, and have sex with her and stuff like that. I'm just looking at him like, why are you saying stuff like that? You know,
this is wishful thinking. You know, he has the right to dream. But, you know, I feel like this is not getting anywhere.
No.
And I feel it's time to close this door in order to open a different door. And that's exactly what's going to happen. You will open a better door. It's something. Somebody comes into your life, in my opinion, that is 2 years younger than you, that has an initial that starts with D and M, and there's someone else, this is a new person, this is a person who is going to give to you something you have never had, you know, that support,
yes,
that love, that caring that you deserve. So tell yourself, I deserve better, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get what I deserve. I'm not going to stop here, and I'm not going to let anybody play this kind of up and down games with me. Even if he seems to be a good guy, this is not exactly what I want, and it's becoming painful. So we don't need pain. We don't need suffering. We don't need disappointment. We don't need any of this. And as I said, you do deserve 10 times better, and you will get it the moment you decide that you deserve better. And today is the day to decide. You decide today on Valentine's Day that next Valentine is going to be the happiest ever. And meanwhile, from now on to May, you will bring this other man into your life, and you will close all the doors of the past that need to be closed. That's the way I see it, and that's the way it's going to happen. I love you, my dear Koi, and thank you so much for calling me. I'm very grateful.
My
sweetheart. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, my lovely Leilani.
Hi, Carmen.
Are you voting for my book?
Yes, of course.
Do. Yeah, I'm joking.
I think I'm a free
also,
spirit. That's why I decided.
If you want to come to my conference, I would really love to have you there. I would love to have your spirit there. You know what I mean? I know you have a financial difficulty, so I will. You will get in this conference without paying. I'll invite you. You'll be invited. So yes. Yeah, so
thank you.
Let's keep in touch, and you will be part of this event because I know that it's hard for you to pay, and I don't expect you to pay. So I love you. And how's your love life, Leilani, on Valentine's?
Well, I am currently single, and there's a few men flirting with me from Turkey, but they're way too young.
No, we want somebody more mature. We saw that being too young, it's not necessarily fulfilling you emotionally. So let's find somebody who's on the same vibration like you, on the same wavelength, on the same mindset. So let's find that person. And that person exists. He is lighter eyes. He's around your age. I feel like this is somebody who was probably married before, but it doesn't matter because he comes into your life with all the willingness to be with you. He would be madly in love with the beautiful Leilani. So I definitely see this man has an S initial. He's relatively fit, but he's a very deep soul. He's very intelligent. He's established. So that's what you need. You need somebody to help you ground, to help you find the stability that is necessary into your life. And I think that this man brings you everything you need. So I'm super excited for you because I know in the near future we'll talk about him. So this is, I want your mind to stay focused and manifest this. Manifest what's best for you. Manifest exactly what you need right now, because that's why my conference is called Manifest Your Destiny. Manifest what you're destined to have. Manifest what you need into your life and not what you had in the past, or don't manifest the things that are not good for you. Manifest what serves you and what is for your own good, for your own purpose. So that's why I absolutely believe that we can make this, the power of manifestation, the way to turn dreams into reality. So do you have any questions for me?
Did you say S as in Spain or F as in France?
S as in Sam, as in Sam, as in Steve.
Okay, Spain. Okay.
Okay.
All right, is he foreign, Carmen? I don't date American men. Is he foreign?
This is not a man. This guy doesn't look American. He looks more Greek. I don't know.
Oh.
More Italian.
Mm. Italian?
More Italian looking. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm excited.
He's super, super attractive. He's very, what I like is that he's smart. He's deep. And that's what you need. You know, somebody that can look at you and knowing you, like knowing what you want. Very intuitive, but a business guy. I like that about this guy because you need that balance, that financial stability. You understand? And you will have it. Yeah. Yeah, you'll have it. Yeah. All right, my lovely Leilani. So keep in touch with me and we will talk about the conference, and don't forget to vote for me.
I won't. I love you.
I
Happy
love
Valentine's
you, my
Day.
Good to you, my love. I'm going to take a short break, then I'm going to Julia, to Dominga, so you guys hold on, and to Catherine in Florida. Don't go anywhere. I'll be with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The AMI Awards and the AMI Woods Hall of Fame are the Conscious Media Awards that aim to recognize and honor the best luminary minds, influencers, and changemakers of the conscious, spiritual, holistic, and indie communities. The AMI Conscious Media Awards are open to the participation of all creators, individuals, and visionary leaders who can classify their original work and their projects as part of the spiritually conscious genre. Learn more about the AMIs and how to participate in it at AMIs.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm back with you guys. So don't forget, as you heard, go to Omnis and vote in the relationship book category. So that's where you should vote for my book, so I can get it. Without your participation, I'm not gonna get it. But if you think that I deserve it, then you make a little bit of an effort. So. Let me go to Julia. Hi, my beautiful Julia. How are you, my love? How's love for you today?
Hi, beautiful Carmen. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I got so many flowers from different people.
That's so lovely.
How are you, my angel? How's everything? How's your love life?
I think I'm still in love, so that's good. But you are in love? I think the dynamic. Yeah, the dynamics in the relationship, it's a bit, I don't know, sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down.
Is also this person new for you? Is somebody new?
No, it's not so new. It's like for a few months.
Okay. And how but is it? How, is this pro, do you see evolution? Is it progressing? Do you see yourself with this person 5 years from now, 20 years from now? Do you see yourself? Do you think you share the same goals? Do you think he cares about you? Did he give you flowers on Valentine? What did he do?
No, and actually I never celebrated Valentine in my life. And
oh,
I think women should celebrate. I mean, women should be celebrated every day.
Is he fine? Do you see yourself with this man long term? Is this the man for in your heart?
I think I answered you this question, and that's difficult in my heart.
Okay.
Maybe I don't see myself. That's the answer, I think.
Oh,
but,
so let's think again. Give him another chance.
Yeah, you told me this, but the fact is that we never discuss about goals and stuff like that. So I know the timing for him.
Why not? The goal is every single day we have to have a goal. You know, life is about preparing ourselves for something greater than life, and life is about creation. It's about planting seeds. That's why people get together. They have babies, they build a family, they build businesses, they have goals, they have ideas, they have dreams. So I want you to have all of this.
I do have, but as I told you, and you also, I think you've sensed is that the timing is not right for him, because he's in a cycle of 9 and he's trying to build up his life again. And, you know, when a man is not financially independent,
but,
and
but
he has...
beside that, you know, love is there. Let's disregard the cycle he's in. Love should be there. In spite of which cycle, you know, he is or he's not, that doesn't matter. He should express the love for you, and he should get attached to you, and the things can move forward to a better year, if you agree with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I will see, but I'm not confident like this.
Oh, don't be. I don't want to hear it disappointed. And if this is not for you, then why should you lose time? If you know what the mistake that we always do, we get trapped mm-hmm. in a situation that we become very emotional, we realize this is not it for us, but we keep on pushing towards something that is at a dead end anyhow. So if that's the case, you know, just move forward, in my opinion, and let this, put this on hold and try to look around, see if the universe shows you something else, because I'm very confident that the universe will show you somebody new during May or June of this year. You will let me know. But for that, you have to be open. You have to be open. You know, you have to be open.
Yeah.
You understand?
I have another. Yeah, I have another quick question. How do you see, Carmen, like spiritual intimacy would be? Can you have this with someone if you are not married, or it is necessary that you are married with this person to experience spiritual intimacy in a relationship?
No, spiritual intimacy you can experience with somebody that you feel resonates with you at in the same wavelength, in the same way. So, and that's very significant. I also call the emotional intimacy, the connection that two souls have to have before anything else, before having a physical intimacy, people should have the connection at the soul level. So mm-hmm. I think that that's what you need to work on with this man. See whether that's there or is not there. If you can build it or if you cannot, then you have to realize why not? Why can I connect with this man at this level, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So work on yeah. that. You know, in my last book, Committed, I talk a lot about, and in many articles that I write, you can find more details about the spiritual, emotional intimacy that we are talking about. So you know how to define it, how to search for it, how to implement it between
yes.
the two of you. Okay, my
right.
lovely.
Okay, I love you.
Julia. Goodbye. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you.
Hi,
bye.
Catherine from Florida. Welcome,
hi,
my dear, to the show. Hi, beautiful. How are you, my love?
Fine, thanks. Happy Valentine's Day.
Do you too? How's your Valentine today?
It was actually pretty good. Got together with a few friends, so that was nice. Very nice.
Good.
Excellent.
Yep,
I lost my husband a little over a year ago. And a couple of weeks before he passed, there was a black cat that just appeared out of nowhere and stayed outside of his window, just where the bed was.
That was before he died?
Before, like 2 weeks before he passed, just came out of nowhere, meowed outside the window. And my husband remarked, you know, and then he said, oh, please take care of the cat because he loved animals. And it's the sweetest cat. The cat stayed and became part of the family. And last week, Wednesday, the cat just disappeared. It's been about like 14 months. And I just wanted to ask you about that. I let him out. He's a kind of an indoor-outdoor cat. I let him out.
Right.
And I haven't seen him since. And it's just...
For
and the
how
thing
long
is,
you haven't seen him?
About five or six days.
That's a long time for a cat to be gone.
Right. And the thing is,
they're very attached to the home. So they don't just go away unless something happens to them. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And he looks exactly... I mean, exactly like the cat we had for 20 years before, you know. So it was just really strange how he came and, you know, how attached he was. So I just wanted to know what you see with that or...
Well, I feel a cat is trapped somewhere. My sense is that, and please call me on this one, I have 7 cats, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I am somebody, a big cat lover, you know, love cats. Feed them 20 times a day, you know, as you said, take care of them like nobody can imagine. And I have a story with a black cat that I want to share with you. So We had a black cat that we got 1 year before my husband passed away, and the cat sitting my husband's bed when he went to do a biopsy and on the bronchial tube, and the husband spent the whole day in the hospital, but the cat never sit in his bed for so many hours. And when my husband came home, the cat wanted to get out, and I let him out, and in the morning the cat was dead in front of my doorway. So then I knew my husband is gonna die, because that night we found out that he has cancer. So it's almost like the cat wanted to take that away from him, wanting to die for him, wanting to sacrifice for him. Actually, my husband lived many years longer, and I would always thought that the cat was like taking things away from him, wanting to save him in a way.
So my husband had cancer too.
Right, that's why I feel like we have a similar story, a little bit different, but involving a black cat, you know, and it's just so interesting. But I feel like this cat, in your case, might appear in the next 2 days. So I don't know if you have your phone number, my phone number. Please text me about that.
Okay.
If you don't have it, I can give it to you. So you can text me. I want to find out how, if your cat appears in the next 48 hours, 60 hours. It should.
Okay.
It's not, the cat is not dead. But the cat is trapped somewhere. And, you know, sometimes cats go places and they can get locked in a place or, you know. Because you know how curiosity kills the cat. The cat become very curious. They go and get into all kinds of places and situations, and they can feel either trapped or... But I don't see your cat being that in my mind. I see the cat coming around on its own.
I
had this with a cat of mine who came back 2 weeks later, so it can happen. But feel free to text me and let me know about the cat. I would really love to find out. And you can actually get my phone number if you go to my site, carmenhara.com. You find my phone number there. Or if you want, if you have a pen, I'll give it to you. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
917-771-6035. 917-771-6035. Text me about the cat. I want to find out. Even send me a picture of the cat.
I will, Carmen, because I'm just very worried about him. So attached.
And I love you. And I think that your husband is sending you roses. He smiles at me and says that how much he loved you and how much he appreciated you in your life. And he's sending you somebody new into your life by the fall of this year. And I want you to open up to whatever message you get from him. Is somebody darker hair with the initial that starts with an M, MG, I see two initials. We'll talk about that also in the future. I love you, my Catherine. And let's keep in touch. I want to help you with your cat. I love you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen. Okay.
All right, my beautiful.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go to Domingas. Hi, Domingas. I haven't heard from you in a very long time.
I know. I always watch you on Facebook. I watch you dancing all the time. You inspire me every day.
Oh, you know what? Dancing is very good, guys, because if you dance, you release the endorphins in the brain, and you prolong your life, and you raise your serotonin, so... You're never going to be depressed. Plus, it's very good for the bones. It's very good for the muscle, for your heart. So I'm doing this all the time, every single day. I have a lot of fun doing it, you know.
I'm
not a dancer. I'm trying.
I'm trying to make a habit of doing it every day, too, because it's good.
Right.
I used to do it. I lost track of it.
Right.
Too, so.
Right. How's everything in your life, my beautiful Dominguez? Everything is
good. I met this guy, his name is Bob Mark. You should try him too. I made this travel on your birthday. You have to have your time of birth where you can travel your birthday or half birthday to change your luck around, so things have been a lot better.
I believe that. Yeah,
but the only thing is the love is still kind of neutral, so I have a lot of hope. So
no, it's gonna get better. it's going to get better. Try to do things together. Try to get to know him. Try to get to find out things about him, about his past, about his family. Try to envision yourself with him. Try to build a relationship. It involves a lot of effort, a lot of love.
Oh, I don't have no buddy. I don't have nobody right now. I have been dating.
Oh, you don't have nobody?
No, I don't have nobody. I have dated, but a lot of unavailable guys. It's just I have had a lot of psychic individuals telling me I have a lot of possibility of having a beautiful.
No, you will have somebody in your life who's a little bit younger than you. And I have a feeling this man has never been really married. And he's a very charismatic guy. But I feel you have some karma with this guy. He's coming into your life because he's meant to come into your life.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's hope so.
So, yeah, let's be in touch. Come to my seminar if you want. April 23rd.
But
we get to see each other, and I'm answering your questions. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're around, are you around?
No, I'm going to Alaska.
Oh, you are?
For that travel, I just told you to travel for change a lot around. So I wish you don't have another one coming up.
I only have the one on April 23rd.
Oh, because I have to travel on that time. Like, it's going to be around
okay,
that time.
Okay, no problem. No problem. You can come. I'll do another one in the future. So just okay. Call me. Just let's be in touch. Let's call again on the radio whenever you want. I love you, my Dominguez.
Yeah, so now I'll try to call. I'll try to
perfect.
Tell some of my friends. It's okay.
Anytime you want. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, call my it. Love. I love you, my dear Dominguez.
Me too.
I'm going to go now to. What did you say? I think I lost you. Okay. Dominguez, there's something you wanted to say?
I was going to ask you, where do I go to help you to win for your book?
So you have to go to this site that is ommies.com, ommies.com. If you can vote for me, I really appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, my Dominguez, I love you, sweetheart. I'm going to go to Sandra. Hi, Sandra. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. Happy Valentine's Day.
To you too, my angel. How's everything with
Thank
you?
Thank you. I'm okay.
Good, good.
I don't really have a big question tonight. I'm on my own this Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And that's okay. I'm just taking care of myself.
That's very important. That's so important. That's so important,
it is.
Sandra. Yeah.
It is. And I guess, the only thing I could think of to ask you is, do I need to move or anything to meet this man? I know I've asked you before. You said I'll meet someone. And do I need to change my environment? I mean, I'm working on my health and well-being first.
Well, not necessarily. I think you don't have to necessarily move with the residence. But you can eventually travel or go places, because I feel that that's the way you meet this man. Send me a text. I'll send you a site that really is very promising where you can meet somebody nice. I feel that that site can be helpful for you. And I think the man that you're going to meet might not be necessarily from your area, but it doesn't matter, because I'm confident that somebody comes into your life. I see somebody coming into your life relatively quickly. But we need to manifest this. This is the way we manifest things. I feel you're not working on the manifestation of this reality. Do you agree with me?
I do. I think and it's a conversation for another day, but I'm working on my wellness, my health.
That's the most important thing. If that is a balance, if you're in balance, if you're okay, if that's okay, then you will be able to bring in this person. I see you walking hand in hand with this man, and I see this man taking you to Paris. You might think it's crazy, but I'm confident that that's what's going to happen. Yeah. And this is a tall, attractive man who's going to be the kindest man. It's a karmic thing. When people come karmically in our life because they meant to come, and there's a major lesson that needs to be learned, that you learn together with him, I am super excited for you, to tell you the truth. I think this is going to work very, very, I'm confident in this. And I see a big initial C, something with Charlie, I don't know, but I do see a C, can be his last name. And I see the presence. He is a very charismatic man. He has quite a presence. And you will feel the connection. So this is not just somebody coming to your life. This is somebody coming into your life. You will be really excited. You'll be very happy, I promise you. You will tell me one day about this. In the next number of months, you will call me and tell me, finally, I met this man. But work on making it happen. Come to my conference if you have nothing else to do on April 23rd, because we're giving all kinds of details and tools and exercises to make the mind, you know, generate a specific reality that we need to manifest. So come if you want.
Okay. This sounds wonderful.
It's interesting. All right, my love, but call me anytime, Sandra, if you want on the radio, okay? I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling me. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Pauline in New York. Hi, Pauline. How are you, my love?
Hi. Happy Valentine's Day. Because I don't know if you have a guy in your life. That's why I didn't say Valentine, because I like saying Valentine, and Palentine. That's all. Just for politically correct, I got to say Palentine to some people. I don't know. I love it. I just love it. And today is like a really special day for me. Actually,
really?
I married myself.
It is.
I married myself with my book.
I love it.
I married myself in 1999 before all the celebrities started doing it. I had that, and I was a minister, but I didn't do it to myself. I actually did do that to myself. I walked the labyrinth, married myself there, and then I went, there was like an advertisement. Somebody actually advertised where they, in their store, they were ministers and they would marry people to renew their vows. So me and my girlfriend go, we take pictures and everybody thinks that we married each other because we're women. No.
Of course, everybody thought that way. Yes, of course.
Yeah, but you know, I sort of had relationships in between. I really didn't focus, but now I've been, you know what? I've actually been celibate enough times, even more than when I was a virgin, up to the point where I lost my virginity. I have surpassed that by 1 month. So now I re-virginized myself. And the next man that's going to get me is going to have to wait until I know for sure. And I don't know if I want to get married, but that's like, that is really funny. And then I remember,
you know,
Valentine's Day is very special for me. I've done so many special things on Valentine's
Day. People do get married and then they regret it because they don't actually think very well of the responsibility and what the marriage implies, what the marriage is all about. But
energetically, I can't have men dump their crap on me anymore. That's what I used to help men. I used to let them dump their emotions on me, and then I took forever to clean it out of me. And now I know better.
Yeah.
And I want somebody really energetically spiritual and all that. And that's a high. Right. And I already know I need to be that person that I want. Otherwise, I'm not attracting the wrong person anymore. I'm going to attract the best I can. I hope it's the man I really want, but you know what? Sometimes they're not ready. Men don't want to be what you want them to be.
You have to make a list of everything you've been attractive. You know what I mean?
You have
to make a list of everything you've been creating, attracting, manifesting. Revisit the way all your feelings, your emotion, you know, and you will, you'll be amazed to see how deep and profound you're going to look at the situation now, because you're a very spiritual lady, you know, and you can I see you with somebody in your life somewhere by June, August, September, approximately. Anytime during summer to the fall. And this is a gentleman who doesn't live far away from the area where you live.
I hope it's who I think it is, because I just think he's going to be ready by then. But it might not be him, but you know what? He did a healing on me. I never asked him to heal me, ever.
He's a very fine man. He's very deep. He's very spiritual. He's an introvert in a way.
That's him. You know? Is he tall with white hair?
You know, yes, you know who I'm talking about.
It's him. I know it's him.
So I just have to be patient. Try to make sure that this connection will work the correct way, will move in the right direction. So work on it. Work with your mind. See it.
Oh, I'm working because I really truly believe he's my twin. But if I work on me, he's also getting healed, and he's working on himself. And I just don't want to push him. I don't want to take his free will away from him. If he really wants to be with me, that's what I'm waiting for him. I'm not courting him. I'm not making spells and all that nonsense people do.
He's having this eye on you, you know, but he needs help. He needs a little bit of a...
We need to heal something together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something we both can heal with each other.
So if you can sort of give him a little bit of a... impression of you will open up, give him the sense.
I've been encouraging us. I'm said I'm so glad you're taking care of you finally. Uh-huh. You know, I said,
right,
you know, because at first I was shocked when he said, I want to be alone, I love myself, and I said, good, I'm glad you love yourself. Mm-hmm. Finally. And I just now, you know, don't take it in offensive, like as if he's rejecting me. I know we talked to each other a long time, and we lived with each other for 9 months, and I knew that he was right. The right one, but I was married, so I had to go away. Yeah, and then, by the way, it's like 7 years, my husband passed away 7 years ago, and I scattered his ashes last Valentine's Day, and then I made peace with my husband, took my blame. I didn't blame it all on him. I used to blame everything on my husband, mm-hmm. and then I finally realized what my part in it was. I forgave him, and I believe he forgave me, and he said he was bringing somebody to me, and I will know, because it's going to be a sign. And mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's this guy, because they were brothers in a past life, that they both wanted me, and I was betrothed to my husband, and this time around, I got the chance to be with the person who I was supposed to be with, who I really loved. And I loved him many times, many lifetimes, so I don't know. But it's funny that you see the same man that I really think it is him, and I'm not crazy.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So right. Thank you for the validation, because then I can really rest, because I trust your whatever you say anything, it always seems to come true with all everybody else. So I trust you when it comes to that.
Come to my conference if you have nothing else to do.
But you know what? Even if we can't come, right? If some of the people said they can't come, they can get get the replay if they want to have it.
You can get the replay. So if you cannot come, you know, no problem. You'll receive the conference. It's yours, and you can play it as many times as you want, you know?
Yeah, I know people want to be there live, but of course that's the best way, you know?
Right.
Pretty sure that I can be there. I don't have anything booked on that thing, and I got to go vote for you. So I got to go to the OMMIES. I forgot about it.
I got to do it.
Chris reminded me. So Chris is a good. You got a good guy, Chris. Thanks for reminding me. Otherwise, I forget.
Well, Christopher,
I do it right after I hang up.
My angel, my mentor. He's helping me here. You know.
Thank you so much. Is there somebody else waiting? Because I don't want to have.
Of course, there's always somebody else waiting.
Then I better let you go. Thank you.
I love you. Okay.
Love you too.
I'm going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. I'm good. Thank you.
I love you, my Susan.
Thanks, Carmen.
How is Valentine? How is Valentine?
Valentine's is good. It's sunny here. I'm in Washington, and it's sunny, so that's good. We needed the sun.
Okay, good, good, good. So anybody with flowers?
Not so far. I'm still kind of waiting in the wings for this one person.
Okay, who's this person that has an L name? He's brunette. He's quite darker hair, but he's charming. He's very sweet and kind. Who's this man? He works in a public place, you know, like a library or something like this. Have you ever met anybody like this?
No, the one I was thinking about, his name starts with a J, and he's more of a scientist guy, but...
It can be. The one I'm seeing is actually somebody new, Susan. So it's very possible that I'm seeing somebody you haven't met yet, but I think you will. And I want you to give yourself to meet. If there's somebody new out there, why not? At least give yourself to meet that person I'm telling you about. And unfortunately, I'm at the end of the show, so I don't have any more time on this show. But listen, Susan, keep in touch with me because I want to finish this conversation. Either call me next year or text me and I'll respond. But I think in the next 4 months, you will probably get an extraordinary experience that has to do with your love life. So something great is happening to you. I love you, my Susan.